Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply America's Most Wanted. America's Most Wanted. Many of you may remember that popular television show from the 80s and 90s where they would show these hardened criminals who had escaped from prison, and they were on the run and nobody had been able to find them, and they would then encourage the viewing audience to call in if they knew the whereabouts of these notorious criminals. They would say, listen, don't try to apprehend them yourselves because they're too dangerous for that. Call us and we'll even give you a reward when we capture them. The show was wildly successful and adopted by many other countries. You also remember back in the old days of the Wild Wild West when they had wanted posters for those notorious criminals, and sometimes those posters would say wanted dead or alive, and it was the towns who did the best job at capturing these notorious criminals that were the safest to live in. Well, by the same token, my friends, in business there's also a most wanted concept. This is the fine art of identifying and recruiting those individuals on your team who can definitely help you grow and expand. Yes, these are people who know a little more than you, who have some track records and some skins on the wall. And yes, you want to attract them to your organizations. And the ones who do this job the best, the ones who go out and capture, as it were, the most wanted, that high quality, high achieving individual, they're the ones that are going to exceed in advance. Well, let's talk about, first of all, what makes a person wanted. Of course, you know this is an acronym, and I'm going to run through it very quickly. There are just a few key traits that define a person as wanted in business, someone that you want to have on your team. That W says they first have to have work ethic. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they've got to be known for being a hard worker. The A says that they have accomplishments. They don't just work hard, they get results. You can see that they've got a track record of success, and you want that track record on your team. That N reminds us that these individuals are naturals. In other words, they are the people who do effortlessly what others do with a high degree of difficulty. That's one of the reasons you want them. That T says they're trustworthy. Remember, they can have a lot of other great traits, but trustworthiness is one that they've got to have in order for you to desire them on your team. They tell it like it is. They're honest. They're transparent. They have great character. People respect them. The E says that they are enthusiastic. Yes, they're full of energy and excitement. They're the most positive people in the room. They brighten up the room when they leave, and you can feel it when they're gone. You miss them. They're the life of the party, and their positivity is contagious. And finally, that wanted characteristic is they are daring. They're not afraid to take risks. They're confident. They're willing to take on new tasks. They're the bold believers that you want on your team who are brave enough to fight and win. Those are the six characteristics that make a person wanted. Now, you say, okay, now I know this is what makes a person wanted. Many of you may have been able to identify your own list that may be even more powerful. And if you say, okay, I know that this is the person I want, the question is, how do we go get them? Well, in the law enforcement arena, they put out what's called an APB, an all points bulletin. And what that does is it alerts on all the police radios across the country. It alerts them that there is a wanted person on the loose. And then they all know that if he's on the loose, we know what to do when we come in contact with him. Well, APB is our three-step formula for how you go after those individuals on your team that you want to attract. You've got to go get them. Well, the A reminds us that in order to get them, we must be aggressive. Don't be shy about who you want on your team. Don't be shy about going and approaching them. Yes, some people like to play that hard to get game. That doesn't work with the top talent. You can sit back as if you don't need them, and if you're doing something for them and they're not doing anything for you. No, don't do that with the best ones. With with the best ones, you've got to get aggressive in order to capture them. Sometimes it may take the effort of more than one person on your team. You may have to get some other key leaders and talk to that person collectively. In college, they have top athletes who are in high school, and every college that wants the top athletes goes on an aggressive recruiting campaign. Sometimes they even take some other top athletes with them just so they can let that high school kid know that they've built a winning organization. By the same token, my friends, oftentimes that's what has to happen in order for you to aggressively go after the top people on your team. Or the top people you want. Don't sit back and just hope they show up. Don't sit back and just hope that they come around. No, aggressively court and go after that individual and put on the hard sell. It's okay to hard sell the right people. Every time you meet them, focus on the clothes, because the right people will get you where you want to go. That PNRAPB acronym reminds us of the importance of persistence. Yes, aggressiveness is one thing, but persistence is maintaining aggressiveness over time. Some people say, well, I'm only going to do it for so long. If they don't want to join, I'm not going to continue. No, you've got to continue. That's the part of it. Send them weekly emails and phone calls and text messages. Law enforcement oftentimes chases the most wanted for years before they capture them. But guess what? They don't give up. They keep that person knowing that they're right, that they could be just a few feet away at any given point in time. So sometimes successful people take time to make decisions, and oftentimes they go where they feel most wanted. Isn't it amazing? They oftentimes end up attracted to the person or the organization that pursues them persistently. That's why they feel like it's a good choice. It's a great deal. So you want to make sure that you maintain persistence. Studies show that many successful people said no multiple times to a business opportunity before deciding to join, because often they're devoted, they're determined, and because they have such a high degree of commitment to everything they do, they've got to contemplate it before they jump in feet first. So keep up. I don't care if they told you no before. Go back again with the new information. Go back again with a new concept, and you will get them sooner or later. Finally, my friends and neighbors, with that B in our APB acronym reminds us that we must bargain. Yes, you've got to sweeten the pot for the top talent and only negotiate what you know you can actually deliver. So you don't just need people. You need good people. You need top talent. Think of every favorite sports team you've got. They've got a superstar on their team, sometimes more than one. Why? Because they recognize they cannot win as an organization with average talent on their team. They've got to go for the big boys. And remember, my friends, bargaining is not begging. It's recognizing that some people need more concessions and convincing and more courting than others. For example, they may come on your team and you may give them a different type of responsibility just because you want them to feel special as soon as they join. Infomercials are experts at bargaining. You watch an infomercial on television, and before it's over, they'll say, but wait, if you act now, you'll get two for the price of one. By the same token, my friend, become an expert at the bargaining chip to pull those people to your team. Yes, you don't want to overpromise, but you will have to promise. Companies do it all the time. Everyone that wants top talent do it all the time. That's the reason why companies invest in suites at football stadiums and basketball stadiums. They bring their top talent in an effort to show that they want them and they're not going to leave without them. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.